Morning, members of the body of Christ. My message today will be called Something About 3 Days. Something About 3 Days. What a difference 3 days can make. This is Morten Zender coming to you from my laundry room, which, as you know, I will be leaving. Don't know where I'm going yet. I'm working on it. Wes Fallen Camp and I, we had two more Q&A sessions, which were really great. I went to edit number 4 yesterday, and the file wouldn't work. It could be because when we were recording it, we were pushing my computer to its limits because it was full. I keep shifting stuff over to another drive to make space. Apparently, I wasn't doing it enough. We were doing 30-minute sessions. Anyway, if somehow they revive, I'll bring them to you. But for now, it looks like parts 4 and 5, which were, of course, brilliant, will not be coming to you. I apologize for that. In their stead, I was thinking when I was on my run 2 days ago about Jesus Christ before Pilate. This was the most unbelievable, incredible, unlikely, crazy, undreamable, unfathomable event that ever happened. Not to mention the crucifixion just hours later. But here was the Son of God, through whom all things were created, in a horrifyingly compromised position, standing before a big shot of the eon, a political leader, a man with power, a proxy of Rome, which was also known as the Roman Empire, great political sway over the earth, not a world government, but yet, having taken much territory, Pontius Pilate. And as he told our Lord, who was standing in front of him, manacled, beaten, humiliated, may I remind you, God's Son, the one through whom all things came into existence. He is standing before this earthly hotshot who, in the great scheme of things, is nothing. So everything was standing before nothing, and nothing was in charge of everything. Nothing was in charge of everything in those terrible hours. The contrast of what Jesus Christ was in reality and the contrast between that and his predicament. It's every time I think of it, I can't help but think of our situation. As I've told you for many, many years now, we are the next big thing in God's Aeonian timetable. We are the future aristocracy of the universe. We also will be at the right hand of God as members of Christ's body. And yet we find ourselves today humbled by officials at the electric company, humbled by store clerks, humbled by other motorists on the highway, humbled by our family members who don't know anything. We are suffering in this way like Jesus Christ suffered. And it's not right. It's not right that we should be, because we're heaven's aristocracy. were the next big thing. Why this contrast? Because our Lord is the pattern. But what I want to point out to you today is what a difference 3 days can make. Talk about a switch of fortunes, if I can use fortune as a figure. Jesus Christ goes from a pathetic looking, let's be honest, a pathetic looking prisoner in front of Pontius Pilate, and 3 days later, he's raising from the dead and he's ascending to the Father, to God, the Father, that's another term for God, God, to his rightful place as the sovereign of the universe. You see, Jesus Christ is to God what Joseph was to Pharaoh. Pharaoh gave Joseph, it's a loose analogy, stay with me. Pharaoh gave to Joseph the administration of everything. He says, nothing shall be denied you except the throne. So God says to Christ, the administration of everything I have given to you. The creation of everything I gave to you. You will be at my right hand, but of course the throne belongs to God and God alone, and Jesus Christ knows this. So he has delegated everything to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has delegated everything. Let's just say he will do everything that he is destined to do in the future through us, the members of the body of Christ. So Jesus Christ returns to his God and Father 3 days after being in this incredibly low situation, not to mention the cross. Let's go there just for a second. He then goes to Calvary and is crucified for the sins of the world. That's even lower than standing before Pilate. That's worse. Incalculably worse. More degrading. More humiliating. More painful. Why didn't I just start there? Really, because on the cross he is mocked by the very people he came to save. Betrayal is one of the worst things you can experience and feel. I've been betrayed. I've been betrayed by friends. I've been lied about by people who are even closer to me than that in order to destroy me to save their own skin. It's the worst thing you can go through. Can you see that the pattern of Christ is our pattern? Can you see that Jesus Christ made sure that his final hours were recorded so that we could look at his amazing change of fortune? Again, using the figure, this is not about fortune, this is not about luck, this is about a pre-planned operation, so that we could look at it. And then when we read verses like Romans 6, Romans 6, verses 6 through 11, we can read that we were crucified together with Christ. Christ's fortunes are your fortunes. This means that possibly his final hours will be your final hours. I'm not saying that in the final hours of this eon before we're snatched away that we are going to be going through something uber traumatic. My traumatic experience about being betrayed, being lied about, and being quote-unquote crucified, this happened years ago. And yet, it was the most profound experience of my life, and it acquainted me with the crucifixion. I felt what Jesus Christ went through. A taste. I felt a taste of what Jesus Christ went through. It was the dissolution of a marriage. It was a divorce. I was in a courtroom. Jesus Christ was in a courtroom. Am I comparing myself to Jesus Christ? No, I'm comparing all of us to Jesus Christ. I'm saying that he must give us some experience to share in his suffering. And his suffering was never greater than when he was betrayed by his friends, he was lied about, and he was led away to death. And the most terrifying place for me in this world is a courtroom. I was in a courtroom. I had quote-unquote friends who were accompanying me. This was one of the most traumatic things that ever has ever happened to me, just because of my nature, because of who I am, because of what marriage means to me. And my friends, quote-unquote, were laughing. They were talking among themselves. There were two of them. And they were not, let's say, plugged into the import of the moment. Terrifyingly not plugged into it. And the system itself doesn't care whether you live or die. They're bureaucrats. They're paper shufflers. And then the individual who had once pledged everything to you becomes your enemy. And I can't emphasize enough how the system doesn't care about you. You're another number to the system. You may be dying inside. Your heart may be being rent. And the system, you're a case number. And your friends don't know what you're going through, so they laugh. I would rather have been marching up the 13 steps to the gallows, seriously. And I felt the sickness in the stomach. God gave me a taste of this, and he gives everybody this. Every member of the body of Christ, sometime in their life, I'm not saying it's going to happen right up against the snatching away, you are going to get a taste of betrayal. You're going to get a taste of those who pretend to be empathetic towards you. You're going to get a taste of them mocking you, not caring, not understanding. Oh, the world lacks empathy. The world so lacks empathy. They just can't get into your place because they have their own wonderful world going on. They can't identify, can they? And then following it, tears, weeping, agony. My God, why have you forsaken me? Crying, literally crying out to God in the horror of it. Crucified with Christ. Sometime in your life, you are going to have gone through this in one degree or another. I'm comparing a modern day destruction of a marriage in a courtroom to the condemnation and death of Jesus Christ. I'm comparing it. Yes, I am. In measure. But it's the same kind. It's not the same in measure, but it's the same in kind. And now we come to the contrast. Only 3 days separated Jesus Christ from the lowest moment he could possibly be in to the highest place he could ever be taken to. Only 3 days. For us, it will be a microsecond. It will be less than 3 days. He was dead for 3 days. Yes, many members of the body of Christ have been dead for many years. The Apostle Paul has been dead for 2,000 years. We who remain to the coming of the Lord will be snatched away. While standing, while alive, we will not taste death. And so the contrast for us will be even more remarkable. We will go from being the lowest to the highest. We will go from being mocked, from being lied about, from being metaphorically killed, from being thought of as evildoers, as liars, as deceived. We will go from that in an instant to being at the right hand of God with Jesus Christ. Our fortunes are tied up with his. You might think this is bad when it comes to the crucifixion. We were crucified with Christ. Yes, I know, but turn the coin over. As we were crucified with him, we shall also be raised to where he is. We will also be at the right hand of God where he is. We will also be administering the government of the celestial realm, which cannot which cannot help but, of course, affect Earth. Heaven and Earth are under his jurisdiction. Heaven and Earth will be under our jurisdiction. And this only moments after being trodden upon by the chiefs of this eon, those who are the chiefs of this eon in their own estimation. What we are coming into will be the shock of a lifetime, and that's putting it mildly. And I have to only point to the contrast of Christ, standing nearly naked, beaten, humiliated, in front of the big shots of the world, to the sovereign of the universe. Get ready for it, because this is going to be our experience.